listen into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Let's go right into the phone calls here to start things out, though. Still on the way, we've got to talk about a couple of septuagenarians in trouble with the law. Septuagenarian, by the way, means someone in their 70s. And then we'll get to, Mark, you've got a story you've been holding on to for a while about taxes in the olden days of America, right?
Right.
We'll get to that, too, hopefully. And, of course, take your calls about anything. First to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah. By the way, I heard you say earlier on that property rights are inexplicably linked.
Yes, I used the wrong word. Inextricably was the one I was drastically searching for, but I could not
and
find.
And you tried to get that past me.
Actually, one of our internet listeners caught it first, Tom, so you're the second person to alert us. But thank you for doing it on air.
Anyway, I wanted to point out that yesterday you were talking about the Street Incorporated and a lot of the violence that was going on in there and how this breeds, you know, like a cycle of violence.
Yes.
Of people, when they're kids and they're mistreated and abused and tortured and stuff, then they grow up and they want to do all this violence to innocent people and such.
Sure.
And I was thinking there might be a way to put a stop to that.
Okay.
And that is, if all of that anger and violence, you know, like when Colin Ferguson went out on the commuter train there on Long Island and just started killing random people because he was so furious and that sort of thing.
That was that that black guy that was it Maryland or something like that. He killed people on the train and then
on Long Island, New York.
Okay.
Anyway, you get all these furious people committing violence against innocent people, and you get all these kids being mistreated, and they grow up to be cops, and they want to take it out. They go through boot camp, and they learn all this garbage about how, you know, authority and all of this stuff that is drawn from thin air authority. And so then they have this attitude that if you don't respect authority, then you're fair game, too. If we could channel all of the anger among the citizens, this hatred and violence against them, if somehow all of that could be channeled towards the cops, and all these, instead of taking it out on innocent people, they go out and kill more cops, then they're going to get killed, like you so often.
You know, it's an interesting point, though I disagree entirely, because you're ignoring the point about the cycle of violence. If you go and you bring violence on the cops, they're just going to bring violence back on you, and it's just going to escalate.
Not if they're dead. If they're dead, then they can't commit violence, and if you're dead, then you can't commit violence. Because the people who do it go to heaven, because resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And
now you're sending them to heaven. Do they get 40 virgins when they get there?
I don't know how many they get, but the cops, God is grilling their flesh in hell, and that's the dead end, literally, of the cycle of violence.
And your penance, my son, is to sit in a chair and have marijuana smoke blow in your face while you watch 1960s Dragnet reruns.
And I get your daughter on Planet Billy.
Thanks for the call, Tom. I don't even know what that means.
They must be communicating in old people speak.
Yeah, I don't want to find that out either. Let's go to the phones to somebody who actually has some experience in the world of criminal justice. Let's talk to Brad in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Brad.
Good evening, guys.
Hey Brad.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Are you in the bathroom?
I am because my girlfriend is listening in the other room. Would you like me to go in a non-bathroom?
No, it would be preferable. It's just a little echoey. That's all.
Okay, I apologize. First off, I'm calling to speak in defense of the taser. But I'd first like to say, as someone who works in the criminal justice profession, I do find what Tom from New Hampshire says, I do find it a little bit disturbing.
I bet.
And very disagreeable, but I will tell you that I absolutely respect his First Amendment right to expression and his right to have the viewpoint that he has, as long as he doesn't break any criminal laws.
Right. And so, as long as all he's doing is talking, then that's fine. But as soon as he actually goes out and does something awful to someone, then at that point...
Absolutely. And I find it important to say that I would put my life on the line to protect his right to have that opinion. And as I feel a lot of people who work in the criminal justice profession would.
Well, you know a bunch of police officers, and would you say that they're all bad guys? I mean, should they all be executed like Tom thinks is the appropriate solution?
Absolutely not. I can tell you, I've worked in the criminal justice profession in New Hampshire going on 9 years, and New Hampshire has some of the most professional police officers in the entire country, and you know, I do find what Tom says very alarming, but like I said, I respect his First Amendment right to have that opinion. Certainly, having an opinion and making a threat are two different things. However, if someone just feels that all the police officers should be killed, as disturbing and alarming as that is, they have every right to have that opinion. And like I said, I would put my life on the line to defend his opinion.
Bradley, what should one do if one is confronted with a police officer who's just out of line, just saying and doing
a rogue
things.
Cop?
Rogue cop.
Overzealous.
It makes people think of Training Day. I don't know whether I'd necessarily agree with that, but just a cop who's overstepped his bounds. For instance, the Dave Ridley incident where a police officer stopped Dave Ridley for carrying a gun in New Hampshire where it's legal to open carry a gun.
Well, I can tell you, I do know the police officer who stopped David Ridley, and he's a very good man. And I would say that any police officer who is in a position like that, any person who's in a position like that should just be respectful deal with the situation as it is and certainly not take Tom's advice. But if you're just respectful and you take the high road, certainly if you have a complaint, that can certainly be addressed later.
I think Dave Ridley did handle that in a very professional manner.
Oh, absolutely.
And was very reasonable. And it was sort of a testament to the – it was a great comparison watching how the New Hampshire police handled that situation compared to how police in any other – in any other more tyrannical state might handle it. They were pretty hands-off. Even when Russell was sort of prancing around doing silly things, they tolerated him instead of – cracking his head against the pavement. So,
yeah, which is really what he wanted.
Obviously, it would have been preferable had they not stopped him in the first place, and hopefully with enough people open carrying in New Hampshire, the police will finally get used to the fact that, yes, people are finally exercising their rights to open carry, and they should leave them alone.
It's a constitutional right, and I view it as no different as holding up a sign that says, "I support George Bush for president." I mean, it's a constitutional right granted by our state constitution. And that's the limit on the government. So I completely agree with that.
Well, what would you say to people who would say that maybe the police departments are starting to become too militarized and centralized?
Well, I would say I do believe that New Hampshire has some of the most professional police in the nation, and I can tell you just based on my brief 8+ years experience working in the criminal justice profession in this state. That if people have any concerns and they spoke to their local police department administration, that they would be very receptive and very open to listen to any sorts of critique. I have never seen any out-of-line policing in this state. And, of course, like I said, my opinion is a little skewed because, I'm involved in the state of New Hampshire. People would be very impressed to see how professional the law enforcement is in this state.
Now, To be fair to Tom in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
I understand where he's coming from. I understand the source of his emotional rage and his frustration. Tom's very concerned, for instance, about underage drinking. He is one of the people that would be in the camp of let's make it legal for young people to possess and to imbibe alcohol. Let's stop the police from enforcing these awful laws and to make it so that the police are actually out catching real criminals. And I'm sure he's also very upset about the laws in the world of the drug war and that sort of thing. And I think that a lot of people, and cops included, would agree that if we could just get rid of these silly consensual crimes, get these crimes off the books, and allow the police to really focus on, apprehending rapists and arsonists and murderers and that sort of thing, then no one really would have any objection to what they were doing out there. If they were actually protecting people instead of pulling people over for not stopping 100% of the stop signs.
Ian, my friend, I would certainly agree with you there, and I would agree with Tom there. I think if kids were able to drink with their parents and their parents could teach them to drink, say, for instance, when they were 16, and the parents could bring them up It would be a lot better than
huge.
Them learning
It'd be
to
a
race.
Huge change for
Absolutely.
Our society, and it'd be a very positive one. I know you wanted to talk tasers, so hang on, Brad. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so do enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features include, by the way, the updates. Get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
1-800-259-9231. We go back to the phones to Brad in New Hampshire. Brad, who's got a bit of expertise in the world of criminal justice. You're back on the line. I know you wanted to talk tasers, and we sort of got distracted. So what did you want to get to?
Well, I would like to speak in defense of the taser. I understand there's a great deal of people out there, probably quite a few people who listen to your show, who have a very negative opinion of the taser. But let me tell you, as someone who is trained to carry one and has used one, the purpose of it is to protect life and to keep people from getting hurt. There's a lot of news stories, specifically the one that happened the other day, where some people might think that the police are overbearing or that they can use it to dispense, the common term street justice. But let me tell you, each individual taser has an internal computer that keeps track of everything that an individual officer does, meaning if the taser is used, it keeps track of the time, the temperature, how long it's used, whether or not there was a cartridge attached.
Right. In the case where this old woman in the wheelchair with schizophrenia was tasered to death, then they were able to tell exactly how many seconds she was tasered for.
Like 160 seconds or something like that.
Oh, absolutely. And if that's the case, I mean, certainly that is unreasonable and there will have to be accountability. But it's simply not a device that can be used to administer, quote-unquote, street justice where officers can arbitrarily inflict pain. I can tell you from my experience.
Well, now hold on a second, Brad.
Sure.
Now it can be used as long as you've got a police department that's willing to close ranks and back the officer up once once the news breaks that these awful things have happened, and the police department says, "Well, we're going to review our policy, and it looks like he was following the rules, so no problem." Even though this woman is dead, this wheelchair-bound woman was shocked to death by the officer wielding the taser. The police department just closes ranks and protects their own. So in that particular case, then you've got corruption rising through the ranks, and there's not much that can be done about that.
Well, I can tell you, in my 8-plus years of experience, I have never seen a police department act like that.
Well,
and
you haven't seen it, but you've read the news stories, and you've heard us talk about them.
For instance,
here in New Hampshire, they took a guy's video surveillance equipment off of his property because apparently it was running while some police were at his door, and he caught them just being entirely abusive. So, I mean, it does happen, Bradley.
Well, yes. I mean, certainly there's obviously the potential. But I can tell you, I mean, ultimately, if someone was to file a lawsuit for a violation of their federal civil rights, certainly in the discovery process, they would have the right to the computer that's in the taser. They would have a right to all of the police department's records.
Sure.
And if, in fact, there were a police department that would cover up gross misconduct like that, then certainly they would be held accountable. But I can tell you the purpose of the taser, and I have seen it many times, is to protect people from getting hurt.
Right, and that's what I said earlier on the show. I know you said you're a day behind on the podcast. You weren't listening. I don't think you were listening live tonight necessarily, but I had said earlier that the original reason the taser was introduced, now whether or not it's being used in this way today is another question by different departments, but the reason it was introduced was to give officers a non-lethal response to what is potentially a lethal situation, right? So if there's a suspect that is putting an officer's life in danger, the officer that can then resort to the taser as opposed to a shot two to the chest and one to the head. Hitting somebody across the head with a club.
Well, let me tell you this, Ian. The taser should be deployed even before it gets to a situation where lethal force would be authorized. Say, for instance, there was a fist fight and an officer was to get into a fist fight. the potential exists that the officer could break someone's arm, break someone's nose. If the taser is used, and I have seen it, and if the taser is used correctly, it could completely alleviate that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, based on my experience, and again, there are people out there that, you know, that shouldn't be in the job of law enforcement, but every single police officer I have ever encountered in my 8-plus years I've never seen anyone want to hurt anyone else. And the taser, essentially, if you deploy it on someone, they fall to the ground. And after being exposed to 5 seconds, they comply. And the big difference between a taser and, say, for instance, pepper spray is that pepper spray relies on what's called pain compliance, where the simple fact that you have pepper on your skin that hurts, you're going to comply with what law enforcement wants. Whereas the pepper spray takes about 45 minutes for the pain and the sensation to go away, the taser, after being used for 5 seconds, it goes away and people will comply. And the whole point of it is so that law enforcement does not have to hurt anybody.
Oh, I agree with you, man. I appreciate the clarification. I want to make sure that I'm clear. I don't have any objection to the taser itself.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is the sadistic cops that are out there that are utilizing it in ways that are outside of the way that it's, you know, supposed to be used.
Well,
and there's no doubt you're very fortunate that you haven't come across the sadistic cops in your time, or at least they haven't revealed themselves
way. I think that's probably more accurate.
You know, there are a lot of them out there. Maybe there's less in New Hampshire than anywhere else. But, I mean, I recall the case of Eugene Seiler from Tennessee, a drug suspect, where 5 Tennessee cops showed up at his house out of uniform one day because they wanted to shake him down. They wanted to get him to sign a confession. And these guys hooked his testicles up to a car battery, and they beat him physically. And the only reason that anybody even knows this happened is because before the cops were able to come into his home, his wife started a cassette tape recorder that was running out of view of the cops. And so it recorded what was essentially a 45-minute-long torture session. And the only reason why we didn't hear the rest of it was because the tape ran out. So, I mean, that's just one example of some of the just sick people that are, you know, that masquerade up front as being caring, kind, good cops. Oh, a lot of these cops have been on the force for years, and they've been decorated
horrible.
And that sort of thing. And then you find out who they really are because some citizen had the forethought to actually surreptitiously record the encounter.
That's absolutely horrible, Ian. And let me tell you, there's a lot more to being a police officer than simply having a badge. Being a police officer is respecting your oath to defend the Constitution and actually doing your job and respecting the ethics of the profession. And anyone who would act like that while wearing a badge isn't a cop.
You know,
a common criminal.
I agree. And a good step towards that would be to actually maybe teach cops a thing or two about the Constitution, besides getting rid of all these unconstitutional laws like the war on drugs and these underage drinking laws and prostitution and gambling. But we could go on, Brad. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. There's a lot that can we do. A lot we can do that would easily change the disposition of police officers today. Change them from law enforcement officers back to the role of peace officer. There's so much, and it would be simple, but we just need to do it. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You can ride the surf, ride out the storm, and ride the wave of success. But please, don't ride the clutch. When we come back, I'll tell you why that can do more damage than a ride on a bucking Bronco.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG. Caution, Easy Rider. You can damage your clutch by having your foot on it when it doesn't belong there. Like when? Like when stopping on hills. Instead of braking, you put the car in first gear, give it a little gas, and engage the clutch halfway. Or, like when resting your foot on the clutch while preparing for a fast start at a red light. Or, like when taking longer than necessary to let the clutch out after shifting. Okay, you get the picture. Riding your clutch is an extreme sport that'll hurt you most in your wallet at repair time. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Single CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features do include the live streams, a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both for free, for you at freetalklive.com. And if you or perhaps someone you know needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about here on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in less than 10 minutes. It's great for someone who's new to Liberty. So go to libertyradiounderground.com today and grab an episode. It's free. That's libertyradiounderground.com. As we go to the phones to the fun, Indy, calling from Connecticut. Indy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys? Three real quick points. Number one, I love patronizing your sponsors. Number two, Tom in New Hampshire, murder is murder, brother, and you can't do that. And there are peaceful means by which we can achieve our goals. Number three, myself, I own an insurance expert witnessing company, and my family's all in the insurance business, and we are so salivating at a free market solution to a bunch of the BS that the government has going on right now.
What do you mean?
Every industry in the personal responsibility or business responsibility department can be taken over by insurance. We're halfway there now, if not for state regulation.
When you're saying every industry in the personal responsibility, can you give me a more tangible example? Like, what's that mean?
Certainly. You drive, you do bad business. It's very difficult to drive legally if you are a bad driver. If you're a bad business owner, there is insurance by which you can be judged and rated by reputable and rated rating companies who will take care of that business. Mm-hmm. And I'll do business with the best rated companies, And if you're a cheapskate and you want to go with the irreputable companies, feel free. But, guys, there are so many free market solutions that are available to the government regulation process. My whole family is looking forward to some massive changes that will improve this and will reward us.
Great. Are you and your family going to maybe take your operations up here to New Hampshire and help us implement those changes?
We're in Connecticut right now. We've migrated all the way from the West Coast. We have several members, and New Hampshire and the FSP obviously are a big attraction to us. We might establish residence and make some positive changes, guys.
Great. That's what we need, is we need people like you with a vision, you know, the people that are already in the business that could take over these government, what is currently a government's responsibility, to take those over into the free marketplace and provide us with better solutions, competitive solutions at more reasonable prices, and actually have a vision in advance of how these things could work. Because Mark and Wayne and myself can sit here and speculate all night on this radio show, but none of us really have a dog in the race. We aren't the people that are in search of profits.
You have listeners. You have listeners who have solutions. We're salivating, we're waiting, and we're migrating, guys.
Great.
Fear not.
That's exciting. I hope to see you here in New Hampshire sooner rather than later. Indy, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, he mentions...
calls like that give me hope.
Yeah. He mentioned these different things that the marketplace can do to help ostracize bad people or bad businesses and that sort of thing. And we've certainly talked plenty of times on this show about reputation ratings, this theoretical concept of, in the free marketplace, each individual would have his own reputation rating, sort of similar to a credit rating, but not quite the same.
It's not really science fiction in the sense that, you know, we have credit ratings, we have eBay ratings, these things
are
relatively
simple.
eBay is
a great example of a reputation rating, a real life and valuable working reputation rating. eBay's rating system is super, and it's
people
so
use it in job applications. People use it in all kinds of scenarios beyond eBay, and I think that it's great for that.
Right.
Here's another example. I have a friend who sells political risk insurance to people who do exports to other countries. So the whole idea behind this is, if you're exporting to Somalia, let's say, or some politically unstable country, your premium is going to be higher because Somalia or that other bad country,
they're more likely to have to pay.
Yeah, exactly. So those things are already out there. It's just a matter of expanding that whole concept to other areas of our lives.
Now, watch out. Ian really likes Somalia.
And in the world of the information age, in the world of the Internet, doing these things and interlocking and sharing information becomes so easy. So it would have been something could have been done even decades ago, but now it's even easier. There's no excuse for us to not go in this direction, to go in a more free market direction as far as getting information on the people that you're going to do business with. In fact, a listener sent me a link to a very interesting website called Rapleaf. It's Rapleaf, rapleaf.com, and it is an online reputation lookup system. When you go to the front page of the website, it says there's a little email address box you can enter in anybody's email address.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, look up someone by their email address to view their reputation, related information, profile stats, and social networks. Leave feedback on others, and they'll be encouraged to rate you back. Use Rapleaf to build, promote, and manage your online reputation. And then, you know, there's more information down there, but their little tagline is, it's more profitable to be ethical. And so this is one example of one organization that's already out there doing some sort of reputation rating system. And is it widespread? No, not yet. There's not necessarily a call for this in the marketplace quite yet, but I think that something like this could expand and something like this could become far more popular, especially when there are different competing networks out there and providing valuable information to people doing business, people considering doing business. This could be very useful information, this website.
It sounds like it. I don't know how many people are on it or how one goes about being on it or anything like that. It seems like it needs growth.
Well, there's a whole frequently asked questions file that I haven't taken the time to read, but I'm sure they answer a bunch of those questions for you there. So, and it's free, apparently. 1-800-259-9231. So you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. I said we're going to talk about this new indecency bill. According to FMQB, which is an industry publication in the radio industry, the Protecting Children from Indecent Programming Act has been introduced into the House of Representatives, the latest legislation aimed at fighting indecency. Now, I had heard rumors that this was going to come about, so it looks like it's actually happened at this point. The bill would require the FCC to take action against a broadcaster for any single offending word or image. And by the way, this is a bipartisan act sponsored by Republicans and Democrats alike. And they said things like, by the way, the current fine for indecency and obscenity on the air is $325,000 per instance.
Per station.
That's correct. Per station, per instance. So if Opie and Anthony get on the air and they do something offensive, all of the stations that are carrying the show could theoretically face the fine.
And theoretically, and that's what one thing that's really silly about the whole thing, Opie and Anthony aren't on, well, they're not on anything, but let's take Howard Stern, not on radio, are they?
Yes, they are.
Oh,
radio show.
I thought they were just, okay. Howard Stern was on 20 or so stations, 30 stations. Rush Limbaugh's on 600. And I might have my things wrong, but Howard Stern was broadcasting to a lot of people on those stations. A lot of people would listen to, you know, K100 or whatever, whereas Rush is on some little bitty AMs, on some big AMs, that kind of thing. Fewer people would listen to the station that Rush is on, so it's really weird the way that they have it. Do you understand?
Sure.
So it doesn't make any sense.
Those little station owners that are carrying a show that they can't possibly monitor 24 hours a day if something happens.
And then what if they do? You know, how can they monitor it with a dump button? You know, have
they
a...
can't. There's not enough. There's just not enough money and not enough... It's just not going to work. You can't sit a board operator in to monitor what Rush Limbaugh says.
And that board operator has to be alert. It's like being... It's worse than being a pool lifeguard at a pool. You have to be ready within 5 seconds to dump whatever's, dumpable.
So, but they could do it at the network level, theoretically, and that's the way it should be done. And nonetheless, for instance, here on Free Talk Live, we're not going to venture into the realm of indecency or obscenity on this show. There's just no reason to go there. We're professional broadcasters. We're not pandering to the lowest common denominator. That's just not something we do. Even when we talk about sexual things, we try to keep it as clinical as possible. So it's easy for us to not cross those lines. But now with this new piece of legislation, they will not allow specific words. They're going to have a list of words for the first time ever that aren't going to be allowed on the airwaves in America. This does not exist today.
Well, that will be useful. For one thing, I think that's going to backfire on the feds because you can make up new words.
Well, now I'm actually jumping to conclusions there, Mark. That would seem to be what they're going to do. I haven't read the text of the bill, so I don't know for sure. And there's not the details not in this story, but we'll bring you a little bit more information about what the sponsors of the bill have to say about protecting the children. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode, LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay. Selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-229-7758. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-229-7758. 1-800-229-7758.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. You like the show? Yeah, you want to help support us? Then go and shop at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase, but only if you start shopping through amazon.freetalklive.com. 41 categories to shop in. You know Amazon. They're reliable. They're the world's number one internet retailer. And indeed, our worldwide listeners in many places can actually shop with us as well, because when you enter amazon.freetalklive.com, you choose your country: United States, Canada, Germany, and the UK. So lots of different ways to shop with us.
No Australia?
No, Amazon? There is no Australian Amazon. I was shocked by that. There is.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There's Japanese Amazon, but I couldn't quite translate the page.
We don't get a lot of Japanese people calling in. We've had a couple. One, at least, I can recall.
I don't think we've ever had a Japanese person call. We've had people call from Japan.
Well, certainly quite a few. Brandon used to call in from Japan, but
we had a Chinese girl
call. Was it Chinese?
Yeah.
Okay. My mistake.
All right. So anyway, Amazon.freetalklive.com, great way to get the stuff you need for life and help the show out at the same time. 1-800-259-9231, talking about the Protecting Children from Indecent Programming Act. It's been introduced into the House of Representatives by a bipartisan panel of representatives.
You're going to save us all.
Who said things like this, quote, "As the father of five sons, I have a vested interest in what broadcasters present over the public airwaves. We do not want our children to grow up with the mindset that certain behavior and language is okay. I speak for our families in Mississippi as well as across the country."
Does that mean that if his kids learn some bad language, that we can throw him in jail for being a bad parent?
I doubt he would agree with you on that.
No, he certainly wouldn't. The thing is he's passing off the responsibility for the rearing of his children to the broadcasters.
Mm.
Those broadcasters, they're not their kids.
Should we fine little Billy in the schoolyard $325,000, or maybe just $325, if he utters a curse word in front of your son or daughter?
That's where I learned it.
Yeah, I can tell you that's where I learned it as well. How about you, Wayne? Where'd you learn to curse?
Catholic school.
Oh, Catholic school. Was
it the nuns?
No.
He says, this is one of the guys that introduced the bill, Chris Pickering from Mississippi, says, "I speak for our families in Mississippi as well as across the country. We deserve a peace of mind when watching television with our family and expect a level of decency in our programming." Well, look. Why can't you take your television set into your own hands, take the remote control,
and find family-friendly programming.
Right, every one of these TVs now produced has a V-chip. What the heck else do they want broadcasters to do?
And he said, let's see, one of the other guys said, there's no reason to allow broadcast networks a free pass as long as not too much profanity makes it on the airwaves. We passed legislation to keep profanity from the airwaves because parents do not want their children to see any profane images or hear any indecent language. Families should have a reasonable expectation to believe television broadcast over public airwaves will not contain indecent material, not even once.
You know, the public airwaves thing rankles me, too, because what makes those airwaves public? Did the public pay for them?
No.
No, the public just usurped them at one point.
No, it's not even the public. It's the government.
Right.
And the government likes to tout that word like it means something. It's the government's airwaves. They're the ones that are in charge. And when those fines get paid, that $325,000 fine,
right, the public
that doesn't go to the public.
You got
not
it.
Each one of us doesn't get a check.
One of the other guys said, families have had it with inappropriate scenes and language that shock and confuse their children. This legislation gives them the tools they need to help maintain the home environment families want and deserve.
So, did they, you know, you've got me waiting here. Did they, in fact, give us a list of words that we cannot say on the air?
No.
God
darn.
See, this is the one thing that they need to do. If they're going to make a rule that I can't be indecent, I can't be profane, that I can't pander, that I must have family-oriented content. These are subjective terms.
Sure.
I don't need subjective terms. I don't know what family-oriented content is. Is the content that we're doing right now family-oriented? Because I don't feel like I'm speaking to 12-year-olds.
No.
I feel like I'm speaking about adult subjects. Now,
families that listen to this show together.
I'm not speaking in an adult manner in the sense that it's rated R. I'm not using bad words.
Not being salacious.
I'm confused, Senator. Please tell me. I need to know a list of words as a radio guy, a list of words, and perhaps television. They could say things that you can't show. You can't show areolas. You can't show genitals.
Mm-hmm.
You can't show.
They don't even have that.
Anal clefts. I don't know. I mean, I need to know what this is. It's just not clear.
Now, I was shocked because I pulled up the text of this bill because I wanted to find out, was there indeed a list of words? And I figured if I scanned through this text, I expected it was going to be, 50 pages at least. I figured I could just scan through real quick during the break and determine whether or not there was a list. And I was shocked to see that this is probably the shortest piece of legislation I've ever encountered. It actually is less than a page long.
Wow.
We know what this means, though.
When you can't write in Mississippi?
Well, no. When it's that nonspecific, it leads to arbitrary enforcement of the law.
Sure. And that's the way the system is set up today, where the FCC can target certain radio stations or certain TV operators based on whatever political reasons they want. So this doesn't change any of that. But what it does do, and it's rare that I'll ever read legalese. This isn't really legalese. It's pretty easy to understand it. It's only one sentence long. Here is what the bill says. Single word or image policy. In administering the regulations, it is legalese, promulgated under subsection A, the commission shall maintain a policy that a single word or image may constitute indecent programming. Mm-hmm. So the current situation with the FCC still applies, where they have these rules about indecency and obscenity. Indecency is allowed within the safe zone, or is allowed outside of the safe zone, which is between 10 at night and 6 in the morning. So you can have indecent content. Indecent content might be, it's hard to really nail down what this is, but a show like Loveline, where they talk about sex a lot,
mm-hmm.
where sex is talked about in somewhat explicit ways.
Right. I enjoy listening to Lovelines, but I'll tell you, you're basically allowed to say what you want to say on between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. on the radio. Tell me how many lewd and disgusting shows are on at that time. You would think
they're not on.
That the fact that there aren't any rules, that it would
be... there are rules. You have rules against obscenity still apply 24 hours a day. Now, the definition of obscenity has to do with, as the definition of indecency, the definition of obscenity has to do with... bodily functions.
The point that I'm trying to say,
explicit
I understand that there are rules, but the rules are significantly more lax between 10 and 6.
This is true.
You would think that there were just the airwaves would just be rife with shows.
No, all you got is Art Bell, pretty much.
And Art Bell isn't doing anything like that. And it's not even Art Bell, it's George Norrie now.
Right.
But you know, Love Lines is out there doing it, and that's about it. And so there's a market for that content, but not a big one.
But you see, the word indecency is so general, it can be applied to a whole host of other categories besides something sexually indecent. It could be what Tom calls in and says on one of his calls could be deemed indecent.
I'd have to get the definition out for you, Wayne, and I might do that here in a little bit. Let's hold off on this till hour number three. In the meantime, let's go to the
legal definition too.
Talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Guys.
Hey,
how's
what's
it
on
going,
your mind?
Fella?
It's going great. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, up here in Montana, just for a quick comment on what you guys have been talking about, we have a saying that says you're not a mindless zombie and you can change the dial.
Yep,
exactly right.
But
what else
anyway,
you call about?
About a legal matter that has to do with finances. It's I was talking to a fellow friend of mine in the VFW last night, and he was saying that I could go down to the Social Security office and fill out like these two forms and have a lawyer sign off on it, and I could stop paying Social Security and like that, because you can claim exempt and things like this all you want, but you know, and not
are you? Do you have a job? Are you working for someone?
Yes.
So this would be some sort of form that would authorize your employer to no longer collect Social Security payments or to send in Social Security taxes for you.
But what I wanted to do with that money is, I pay like $150 a month in Social Security. I mean, I live week to week a lot of time, but anyway, I was thinking instead of who do I go see about, you know, just taking that money that I would have paid in Social Security and just invest in gold.
Go to you should probably talk to some friends, see if they know any financial planners, that sort of thing. Get somebody.
You can put it in IRAs, but I know that Midas Resources, who syndicates us, they sell gold and they're very reputable. I've worked with them personally, and I worked with them. They didn't know it was me. I just wanted to see what the experience was like, and
that was good.
It worked out well.
It's MidasResources.com, I think. It's their website. So check that out. Talk to some friends that you know a thing or two about money, and ask them who they would recommend as far as maybe a financial planner or advisor or something like that. Somebody who knows how to handle money and where to invest it and create a balanced portfolio for you. And good luck with that. And good luck finding those forms, because I doubt the Social Security office is just going to hand them over. Oh, here you go. Thanks for the call, dude. Hour three's on the way. Indeed. Decency. We'll get into it further.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.